This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times evening briefing on Thursday, the 26th of May. The Chancellor says a windfall tax on the profits of oil and gas firms will raise £5 billion. That'll be used to fund emergency support for households struggling with the cost of living. Speaking in the Commons, Rishi Sunak set out a package of measures worth £15 billion. But the CBI, which represents business leaders, warned the new tax would hurt investment and sends the wrong signal when firms need to be moving to net zero. The plans were also described as red meat for socialists by one backbench MP. But the Chancellor said the new tax was temporary and companies can reduce what they owe by investing in the UK. The Tory MP Mel Stride told Times Radio the plan isn't unconservative.
The Conservative Party wants to be low tax, and I think it's absolutely right. He wants to encourage people to work hard, do well and do the right thing, all of those kind of things. But there are times in our history, and wartime will be one of them, the pandemic was another, and I think as a consequence, actually partly at least, of the war between Russia and Ukraine and what's happened to energy prices, where the party rightly feels that it should step in and be actually quite interventionist.
The Chancellor's plan also includes £650 for roughly 8 million of the poorest households. Rishi Sunak says the one-off cost of living payments will be made in two lump sums, one in July and the other in the autumn. The £200 loan to all households for their energy bills will also be changed to a grant and doubled to £400. Pensioners who receive the winter fuel allowance will receive an extra £300 in the autumn. Well, Labour have accused the government of acting too slowly and of stealing the party's ideas. The Shadow Business Secretary, Jonathan Reynolds, spoke to Times Radio Drive.
Obviously, we've been advocating for a big intervention, for a windfall tax to fund support for households and businesses. So, of course, I'm happy that the government has changed its mind and adopted that position. But most of all, it is a victory for the country, because so many households, so many people are genuinely worried about the pressures that they are under.
The Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey is facing four charges of sexual assault against three men. The alleged incidents took place in London between 2005 and 2008 and in Gloucestershire in 2013. Fiona Hamilton has been covering the story for The Times.
He actually hasn't been charged yet. This is the process that they go through, where the CPS authorises charges and then it's for the Metropolitan Police to actually physically arrest and charge someone. My understanding is that he's abroad, so that process hasn't occurred yet. There's two options, really, that he returns to the UK voluntarily to be charged, or he's the subject of an extradition process.
And BBC4 and CBBC are to stop broadcasting as linear TV channels, as both brands move online under major cuts announced by the BBC's Director General. The BBC News Channel will also be merged with the BBC World News Channel, while Radio 4 Extra will stop broadcasting. Around 1,000 jobs will be cut over the next few years under what the BBC has called a blueprint to build a digital-first public service media organisation. And you can get more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.